Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
All right, stepping into the studio is Dr. Angela Chowdhury. She is the chief of gynecology and gynecologic surgery. Did I say that right? I'm sorry, I stumbled over that. Thank you for being here, Dr. Angela. Lots to talk about here. And I think the first thing I just want to ask you generally, we heard so much during the pandemic about how people were reluctant to go to hospitals to check out general issues, maybe just things that just didn't seem right about your body, and you're putting off routine visits, and that led to some issues, I understand. Can you speak to that a little bit, if you will?
Yes, I think so many patients chose to really delay a lot of their routine care. And we're actually sort of seeing a bit of a backlash with that at Northwestern Medicine, where patients are kind of finally coming in for mammograms and getting diagnoses later than they would have otherwise, coming in with things like abnormal uterine bleeding and now are very anemic and requiring many more therapies. Our surgical schedules are very backed up because of so many patients waiting to come in and finally needing these treatments that they've been waiting on for so long.
It's good to see people coming back then, and it's, you know, that's a really good thing. Do you notice that the people had there were issues that developed because of that? Did you see things that were later on that you should have caught earlier?
Unfortunately, we see patients who maybe had very early stage cancers early on in the pandemic that waited to get things evaluated, and now they're much more advanced, requiring bigger procedures, longer recoveries. And so, you know, we've really encouraged our patients to really try to come back for their preventative screening, see their primary care doctors, see their gynecologist for all of their routine work.
I always say that. I try to urge members of my family, and they urge us. We just get each other going, don't forget, get to colonoscopy, get that stuff done, because it's not fun. You don't love putting it on the calendar. But it's important. It's important to get those regular routine exams, catch stuff before it goes too far. I know at Northwestern Medicine, you have an entire complex of gynecology and you do surgery there. You're the chief of gynecology as well, Dr. Chowdhury. We wanted to mention something, fibroids. Put that on people's radar. Might be something that affects someone in your life. How common is it?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the Center for Complex Gynecology. We're a large center with many, many different types of physicians. I'm a minimally invasive gynecologic surgeon. There's four of us. And then we have doctors who specialize in sexual health, vulvar health, menopause, complex mental health issues associated with sexual medicine. And so we have a whole slew of doctors sort of willing to come in and take care of you. When it comes to fibroids, this is one of the most common conditions that we see in our office. You know, fibroids impact more than 50% of all women of reproductive age and probably more than 80% of African American women. Mm. So it is just a huge problem. And we're really, really lucky to work, not only as surgeons in our center, but work very closely with our interventional radiologists who see patients in our offices to really help us approach patients with fibroids from a multidisciplinary approach.
How do you know that you have them? What's the first sign?
Yeah, many patients actually come in and they have no idea. So oftentimes, we talked about those routine exams. They can mm-hmm. be found on your routine pap smear, routine screenings. Your doctor might do an exam and tell you that you feel something abnormal. And then we'd go on and do an ultrasound. Ultrasounds are really, really beneficial to tell us what's going on within the pelvis that maybe we can't delineate by exam alone. And so when we find them on ultrasound, we then start talking about what different options there might be for you, depending on what those symptoms might be. Now, symptoms that some patients will complain about include pressure symptoms, where it feels like they're urinating frequently or having trouble using the bathroom. We also see women who come in with very significant, heavy, abnormal uterine bleeding that can lead to anemia and sort of other long-term problems.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned multidisciplinary approach. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So many of our patients come in to me asking for surgery. They're asking me to remove their fibroids or remove their uterus to really improve their bleeding and their pressure. But we also have a number of patients who come to us and say, you know what? I don't want a hysterectomy. I don't want major surgery. What else can I do to really improve my symptoms? And we're lucky that we're able to offer a variety of different medical options, whether those are hormonal therapies, non-hormonal therapies, as well as refer them to some of our doctors in the office that are interventional radiologists that can work to do shrinking procedures of the fibroids in the uterus to help aid with bleeding.
And then holistic approach. What falls under that umbrella when it comes to this?
When I tell everyone about how we take a holistic approach, it's really the idea of we look at you as a whole person. Mm-hmm. Every person who walks into my office, certainly I can offer them a hysterectomy. Doesn't mean they need one. Mm-hmm. We really need to approach everyone based on their individual needs, what their work issues are, what their childcare issues are, you know, what else is happening in their world, such that we can get them to those major life events and take care of the problem that's mm-hmm. that's plaguing them.
Who's coming to you most and who probably would you like to see more of? I mean, like, are people usually coming to you out of these preventative methods, or how do they get to you?
Yeah, we see patients come in a variety of different ways. I get referrals from primary care doctors. I get referrals from some of our gynecologists who aren't operating as much or want to give their patients a more minimally invasive approach for their fibroids. We also see, you know, a lot of patients will tell me, you know, I've been bleeding like this for 15 years and nobody ever said anything. I've been anemic half my life. And they just haven't really found a doctor that's willing to sort of figure out what's going on with them to try to improve their symptoms. So many times we see patients who are second opinions to us really coming in to find those options for their treatments.
Is this something that can lead to cancer and more serious things? I mean, how important is it to get in front of this?
So fibroids are almost always benign. That's the really good news. But when I say benign, obviously that means non-cancerous, right? Really, though, when we talk about fibroids, because they can cause so much bleeding, because they can cause so much anemia, this is like a significant impact on women's lives. They are constantly dealing with this. I have women that tell me stories about, you know, on the first 2 days of their cycle, they can't sit in a meeting at work because they have to go back and forth to the bathroom. There's even white pants clubs, they call them, women who go through some therapies for their fibroids, celebrating that they can wear white pants again because they haven't been able to for so long.
Wow. Life-changing. Talk about that.
Life-changing.
And it's just a matter of coming in and understanding what your options are, because there sounds like there are a number of them.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. What else should we know about this, Dr. Chowdhury?
Well, I would just say to all women, you know, when you're really experiencing some issues with your periods, with abnormal uterine bleeding, please, please talk to your doctor about it. And if you feel like you're not being heard, go seek that second opinion so that you can really get some answers to your problem. No woman should have to go into work and not be able to finish her meeting because she needs to run to the restroom and change a tampon or change mm-hmm. a pad. And so I tell all women that is the most important message I can really send out. And then know that, you know, hysterectomy is not the only option. I have so many women who come in and say, well, my doctor said the only option was hysterectomy and I'm just not ready to part with my uterus. And that's not the only option. We have medications. We have abilities to remove just fibroids and leave the uterus intact. We have the ability to do uterine artery embolizations and shrink fibroids down. And so please, please come in and let us help you.
Younger listeners might wonder about fertility, if it affects that ability to get pregnant. Is this something that impacts that?
It certainly can. Fibroids that are located within the lining of the uterus actually can increase a woman's risk of miscarriage early on in pregnancy, as well as potentially cause problems with inability to get pregnant. And so it's really important to get this evaluated, find out where those fibroids are, see if you need any treatments for those fibroids prior to getting pregnant in case it does impair your fertility.
Okay, and you have a complex there. Would you need a referral to come to the Northwestern Medicine Complex for gynecology?
You can actually make an appointment as a self-referral, second opinion. We do those all the time.
That's wonderful to know. So I've got some information here. You can learn more at Northwestern Medicine Center for Comprehensive Gynecology. It's an interesting website, but we'll post this for sure. ccgyn.nm, northwesternmedicine.org, or you can make an appointment, as you just said. You can call in. If you feel like you got something that might, you've just relayed, you said, wait a minute, Dr. Chowdhury was talking about these kinds of things, that seems like me, go ahead and give a call.
That's right. We'll get you set up for some imaging and an appointment. We'll figure it out.
Good to hear, Dr. Chowdhury. Thank you for your time today. You are the Chief of Gynecology and Gynecologic Surgery at Northwestern Medicine and the complex over there. Is it right over here on Superior? Are you downtown?
That's right. 259 East Erie. We're up on the 24th floor.
Oh, all right. It's right there. So check it out. And we will, again, post this on our website so you can find out more information. Thank you, Dr. Chowdhury. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
And what you're
Anna.
Doing for your patients, too. Nice to hear about options in a situation like this.